Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Vieja viola, carufera y vibradora, de mis años de parranda y copetín, de las tantas serenatas a la Lola, que hoy es dueña de mi core y la tropa del bulín. Como está de abandonada y silenciosa, vos que fue mi sueño de cantor, quien te ha visto sonar papa y melodiosa, no dice que sos la diosa de mi pobre corazón. Y es que la gola se va y la fama es puro cuento, andando mal y sin vento, todo se acabó. Hoy solo queda el recuerdo de pasadas alegrías, pero esta volvió la mía hasta que me vaya yo. ¿Cuántas veces bajo el brazo de la zurda, cuidándote del sereno, te tapé? Y por más que me encontrara bien en curda, conservándome en la línea de otro juda, te alejé. Si los años de la vida me componen y la suerte me reempuja a encarrilar, yo te juro que te cambio las bordonas, me rechiflo del escabio y te vuelvo a hacer sonar. Y es que la gola se va y la faz es puro cuento, andando mal y todo se acabó. Hoy solo queda el recuerdo de pasadas alegrías, pero esta odio la mía hasta que me vaya yo.
la pasión de los hombres sola esperando por mí. La pasión de los hombres sola esperando por mí. No pierdas la esperanza al vivir enamorada en la pasión de los hombres esperando por ti.
Amigos, this is the Acona where the music for the world takes place. Music for the world, music for nature, music for our brothers and sisters, natives, the natives of the world. Yes, I'm afraid that there's so many people out there, you know, during the elections, you know, the first part of the elections in Chile, I'm talking about. It's two runners. One is Gold Jara. She's the representative of the left wing Communist Party. And we got Kast, son of a Nazi escaped from the Second World War, who represents the right wing. And yeah, the Nazi party still being allowed to exist. I'm afraid the Nazism is gonna be in our lives, you know, forever, because we fight Nazism in one part, you know, we fight another part, you know, in another part, and so on. Nazis always grow because Nazism rely on media, on propaganda. And also they rely on the effects, you know, that they have, the results that their blockades and their boycotts of democratic elected countries, governments, are being discredited, yeah, by them. And big propaganda, you know, the communism this, communism that, blah, blah, blah. You know, everybody's so worried about communism, man. And I'll tell you something, you know, I don't think that even three-quarters of the people who complain about communism have ever lived under communism. And what I'm trying to do here is that when we go into history and everything, you know, which is the thing that most people who are going to vote for this guy cast. By the way, you know, in the first round, you know, the Jara, the communist representative candidate, she won by not a great majority, but the signs there that it could be possible. It could be possible. You know, and probably this time, you know, she will be allowed, if she gets elected, and will be allowed to finish the program that Salvador Allende, our socialist president, who was murdered, assassinated by the military, you know, sponsored by the United States of the Americas, right? Kissinger, the CIA, you know, all those guys were involved in our coup, the coup that took place in Chile. And killed our president. He could only manage, you know, about half his term, you know. So if this lady wins, you know, she's gonna probably put into effect, you know, the rest of the program that Salvador Allende and also some of the projects and program that she's created, you know, is to help the people, you know. All these people that complain about the communists and that, oh, they're protesting again, they're marching again, they're always protesting, they're always marching. But it's not for themselves, it's for the whole bloody country, man. Wake up, you know? How do you work out like 8 hours a day? Now the year you work 8 hours a day, that's how it should be. Who earned that? Who fought for that? Who protested? Who marched for all that? Right? A decent break, you know, holidays, right wages, 8 hours, you know, instead of the 17 hours, and all these rights, you know, and all these commodities that we all enjoy. Do you think the right wing, the capitalists, the fascists gave it to the world? No, because it was the working class, you know, the working class, socialism, communism, radicals, you know, all the people that actually suffer. They're the ones who actually went onto the streets and they obtained all these rights that we enjoy so much now. You know, so think about that. Think how much more rights could we obtain if that president from the left wing wins, because, and that is the fear that the United States, you know, and all these capitalist, imperialist countries, you know, are afraid of. They're afraid because, and they spend lots of money discrediting this notion of being communist. Oh, communists here, communists there, whoa. They spend lots and lots of money because they spend money in order to save money because, you know, they know for a fact, you know, that if a left-wing president gets elected, you know, in any country in the world, that president will put in March, you know, all the rights to the workers, the rights to human beings, the rights to be treated like a human being and not like a slave, you know? And give you good health, good education, good housing, all these things that we deserve, you know, because here we are producing, working, producing for the world, you know, why the world doesn't give us the change, you know, at least give us a little bit of help, you know, with our rights. And that is the reason why the big capitalist societies, you know, they're not in favor of a socialist or the left-wing winner, because they're gonna lose. You know, if the right wing wins, you know, they won't be able to. They will carry on with life as it is, miserable. Some people are enjoying life, so they enjoy life and everything, you know, because they are okay. But the great majority, they are miserable, right? So if the left wing wins, the capitalists will not be happy and will probably organize another coup like the United States did with our president. And they killed him. They took over the country. They took over the government. They installed this dog of the fascist, Mr. Pinochet, I wouldn't even call him Mr. Man, this dog Pinochet, right, in power. So they can control him and he can control the country. And by him controlling the country, there, the United States, they get more benefits out of that because then the prices, the working hours, the products, our natural resources will all going to be going to the United States of America, right? So, yeah, if the socialist or the communist candidate wins. You see, the thing is, like these guys, you know, the capitalist imperialists, you know, they made this word, the word, so kind of scary, you know, like people when they hear the word communism, they go, oh my God, oh, they start shaking, you know. They don't even know what it is. Because they're not being given the chance in Latin America. All these left-wing governments and that have not been given the chance to finish their term, you know. And we see how it goes, you know. We see how it goes. But the thing is, every time this socialist or left-wing government in South America, you know, the United States pumping, boom, 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 dollars, millions of dollars, you know, to the opposition to boycott the government, to discredit the government. In order for the people, the working class people, the regular workers who get up every morning to go and work and produce for the country, you know, and if they're not treated well, if they're not, the bosses are not paying them, you know, they do it on purpose. So these people, the working class, will turn against the government, say, and they blame the government. Everybody blames the governments, you know, but you know what governments do? Governments do what they've been control to do, right? If they got no chances or facilities to help the working class or the country itself, it's because they're having pressure from outside. You know, for example, like you got Cuba, we got Venezuela, we got all these countries, you know, that are left wing, you know, left wing government with, you know, left wing governments, and look at them. They're all suffering, and everybody keeps saying, oh, yeah, because communism, wait a minute. Capitalism makes communism suffer, right? If you're a left-wing member of a left-wing, and you sympathize with the left-wing, or you support the left-wing, you know, and you go out there, you know, and do your little bit, you know, for the left-wing or your left-wing government, you know, you're at risk of being boycotted, you know, by the United States, you know. Like, for example, you know, if any countries with a left-wing government makes business with Russia, with North Korea, with Iran, with China, or the United States, they put them in their sight. Oh, wow. You should not do that. You should not do that. You should not get in relationships with that country because it's a communist country. So, do you know what I mean? So countries are afraid. Of course, they want to have international relationships and business, you know, with major companies and major countries, you know, because in order to survive, that's what countries survive on, you know, by some of them by selling their resources. Some others by producing their own resources. Look at them now, Nigeria. How many years Nigeria have been in trouble? You know, people fighting each other, people killing each other. Now the United States came up with the idea. Oh yeah, Christians are being attacked, you know, in Nigeria by Muslims. You know, so we should go there and help these Christian people. They don't care. Do you think they care? Look at them now. We're going to go to Venezuela and get rid of Maduro, you know, because Maduro is a dictator. Look at Netanyahu, what he's doing now. Killing people. He's a dictator. He does all the stuff, you know, that we are not, we can see how bad that, the balance, you know, is that, you know, when he says the justice is blind. Yes. In this case, it is blind because justice doesn't see what is going on. Because justice is being controlled, you know, by the money, by the dollar, you know? And we're going to go to Venezuela, you know, because now Maduro, it's not Maduro they're into. the lithium, the diamonds, the oil, the resources that Venezuela is a very, very, very rich country. And you ask yourselves, yeah, you ask yourself, people saying in Venezuela, oh, we are starving, that's why we left Venezuela, because we were starving, we didn't have no jobs, anything. Do you think that a president will do that on purpose to starve the population? To leave the population unemployed, starving, no housing, no jobs, no facilities. Do you think a president will get there just to do that? Of course not. I think any president, depending on their interest, you know, is what they do, right? So the blockade, how many millions and millions of dollars, you know, have been kept and frozen in the United States banks, you know, the Venezuelan money I'm talking about. They're doing the same thing that they did in Libya, Iraq, you know, they did in Yemen, even Afghanistan. They stole things from there. What do you think? How do you think the United States survive? Okay, they can produce their own stuff, you know, but a high percentage of what they survive on is the what they've stolen. Well, they push countries into signing to give them products and resources, you know, for less than half the price. So there we are again, you know. We go back to the Chilean thing, you know, about the elections. And the elections are there, you know, I don't know, maybe, you know, nowadays, you know, politicians, you know, they just lie to the people from either side, you know. Now, my hope is that if the left wing wins the elections, you know, they will do something about it. And I think it's about time they did something, because the country, Chile, they need a lot of help. Not a lot of help. They need changes in the law, changes in housing is okay, being sorted, health is being sorted, lots of things are being sorted. But the delinquency that's taking place, you know, since about 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago, delinquency has gone up too high, man, too high. And the law is still there, so tolerant, you know. So, oh, no, you haven't got an ID? Okay, well, what's your address? You know, oh, come on, man, you know. Shit, make sure that the guy, when I was there, when I lived there, in my youth, you know, my childhood, my youth, if you didn't have an ID, they will arrest you, take you to prison and prove who you really were. You know, you got a phone number. Oh, yeah, this is my number, my mom's number. Right? How can I ring this person? And that person will go there and prove with ID. You know, like, come on. That's what it used to be like, you know, and it was more controlled. Immigration was controlled. Delinquency was controlled. All these things were controlled, you know, and that was the socialist government, okay? Then socialist government didn't last because the coup that took place, they killed our president. They sent me and many other Chileans, you know, into exile. You know, we're political refugees in Europe and in the world. In fact, you know, there are Chileans. Wherever you go, you find Chileans who were expelled from Chile for person non grata, which meant that we didn't like the dictatorship, we didn't like the government. Okay. And so we were actually put on the frontier, and ciao, okay? You can come back anytime in the future, you know, when things change. Well, for so long, you know, that we've been out of the country, you know, we settled down, you know, like I settled down in England, you know, I settled down, so this is my home. And I still think, oh, I'm just passing by. 50 years have gone by, me thinking the same. Oh, maybe one day. But the thing is, because of so many changes going on, you know, it has become impossible. I've got family here now, I've got children. My children are doing pretty good, you know. They were born in England, you know, so they're doing very, 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 very well. And so I'm kind of like attached here, you know. I'm getting a bit older, you know. So what I'm thinking about them to grow up a little bit more, you know, be more, actually probably settle. And then I'll probably pack my suitcase and go back, you know. And, you know, for my last few years, you know, that I'm going to be on Earth, you know, I'll probably be buried, you know, back there. Who knows, you know. I know it sounds a bit macabre, you know, what I'm talking about, what I'm saying right now, you know. But I would like to see change, you know. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Because this candidate, this left-wing candidate, she's got a fantastic program. And most of the program that I've managed to read about is very, very similar to what Salvador Allende, our socialist government president, was planning to do, you know. Maduro's planning to do that. If Maduro was left alone, you know, no blockade, no intimidation, no threats, you know, from the United States, give him, defrost his accounts, the government's accounts, you know, give him what they had before you took it, United States. United States, please give Venezuela what they had. They would have, right now, Venezuela would have been a major potential country, you know, in Latin America. You know, would have grown up, would have shown the world, you know, that they can do stuff, you know, and like our president, you know, wanted to do. But this is the sad thing. And people don't understand, don't seem to understand, you know. They think, oh, communism, oh, socialism, and what, you know. And all those people who are actually asking for intervention, military intervention in Venezuela, do you think they live there? Oh, of course not. Of course they don't live there. It's the ones who sat on their asses, you know, back in the living room in whatever country they are right now, you know. Oh, with a remote control, with a central heating, with a double glazing, with I don't know, the vouchers they get from the government to feed themselves, or they're working, or whatever they're doing. All those people, the majority of those people, in fact, you know, they are the ones who are actually asking for military intervention in the United States. Oh, yeah, you can kill them. You know, they're all Chavez, you know, they're all Bolivian, Bolivian government supporters, you know, it don't matter, you know. What they want, in fact, you know, we think about it, you know. Yeah, one day they want to go back to Venezuela, but, you know, so once the country is wiped out, you know, by the United States, because that's what they do. The United States are like flies, you know, where they will stand the shit, they just leave shit behind, you know. And that's what's going to happen. People, come on, wake up, you know. The whole country of Venezuela, they don't agree with this, you know. They don't agree. Even people who live there, who are from the opposition to the government of Maduro, even they are kind of having second thoughts, you know. I don't think so, because I've seen the Yemen, I've seen Libya, I've seen Iraq, you know, when the United States have been there, you know, and we don't want that to happen to our country. Beautiful country. Venezuela is beautiful. It's a great country. It's like paradise in Latin America, you know. Why do you, who wants bombs and destroy the jungle, destroy the rivers, destroy the infrastructure there of the country? No, man, no. Okay, that's the most stupid thing ever. If you ever this woman called somebody Machado. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I request, you know, the military intervention from the United States, Mr. Trump. You know, and then she was a candidate, or given and then taken away, or at something with a Nobel Peace Prize. What? Tony Blair got it too. What? Obama got it too. Obama got the prize, you know, well, the United States were bombing 7 countries at the same time. 7 countries, right? And he was allowing that, and he got the peace. Oh, no, peace. Oh, no. It's a circus. It's a bloody, bloody circus, man, I'm afraid. And we're all in the middle. And we're all like the audience, you know, in a circus. And we're all watching this, and it's very, very little that we can do, because the media accuses you. If you say, I oppose genocide, oh, you're a terrorist. I don't like what the Israelis are doing in in Gaza. Oh, you're anti-Semitic. You see, they label us with different as with names that they want us to be discredited for. You know, if somebody calls me a terrorist, obviously people are going to look around and say, "Oh my God, terrorist! Oh God!" You know, so they use that word. You know, they use the word terrorist. You know, then they go, they use the word anti-Semitist. I'm not anti-Semitist. I'm anti-Zionist, which is the difference. And if people, the sooner people find out what Zionism and Semitism is, the better, right? Zionism is a bunch, it's a cult. You know, cults. You know, they hypnotize people, they put people into categories and in a little group, you know, and you leave that group, you know, you'll be doomed for the rest of your life. You know, that kind of thing. It's a cult. It's a cult. Because even the proper Jewish people in Israel are complaining and protesting against this system. It's like protesting against a dictatorship in your country, you know? I compare this. I'm pretty aware. In Chile, for example, you know, if the working class went on to protest, you know, against the government or Pinochet, the dictator, yeah, you get shot, you were killed, you were arrested, they beat you up and stuff. You see what's going on in Israel right now with the people who are protesting against the Zionists? Exactly the same. Exactly the same, right? And you were in prison, in Chile, the war was within. You know, they weren't fighting against all the people outside the country. It was within. And that's why it became so bloody. It was one of the bloodiest coup d'etats, you know, that took place in Latin America, in the history of the coup d'etats in Latin America. Because we got a history. Well, the big brother on the north, very, very north, in the United States of America, they organized the whole. The United States of America, they always had South America as their playground. You know, we won't control that. We want to control all these things. So anyway, amigos, I'm not going to go on and on and on because I know for a fact, you know, that you're looking forward to listening to some more music. So there we are, my friends. That was the folky corner. I went too far with the talk. Anyway, amigos, amigas, 079-44-031-894, if you want to text me.
Compadre Eusebio, ta kiripoy guañetuta.
Esta comadre.
This is a music from Peru, from the Incas. If you go to Peru or you go to Machu Picchu, you're gonna hear the little voice of a little child, you know, who introduces the music in the streets. This busking, always give him something, you know, because they're being left alone, they're being abandoned, you know, and they need a lot of support. And when the tourists stand up there, you know, they're the happiest people because, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, income that they get. Because the authorities, you know, they abandoned in Machu Picchu. I'm talking about and many of the villages around Machu Picchu. Please, if you do go there, give them a little bit. You know, buy their products. You know, they're very cheap. You know, compared to prices that they would charge you here in Europe. You know. And there you are. You get the little woolly hats, you know, ponchos, instruments, anything. And this little voice here is introducing their music. And this is what you hear in the streets of Cusco.
Compadre Eusebio, taquiripoy guañetuta.
Esta comadre. Kachuniki manchu, ina kachuniki manchu, si maso koyati manchu, ay amorosa palomita, Ina songo ya te timpis, ina songo ya te timpis. Si maris con la ikimanchu, ay amorosa palomita. Amorosa palomita, amorosa palomita. Quien te parió tan bonita, ay para mi compañerita. Amorosa palomita, amorosa palomita, quien te parió tan bonita, ay para mi compañerita, la parado. Ojitos de filigrana, ay amorosa palomita. Prima hermana de la luna, prima hermana de la luna. Lucero de la mañana, ay amorosa palomita. Amorosa palomita, amorosa palomita. ¿Quién te parió tan bonita? Ay para mi compañerita. Amorosa palomita, amorosa palomita, ¿quién te parió tan bonita? Ay, para mi compañerita, se escapa.
course you remember Santana. My favorite track, Guajira.
Yo te agarro la mano,
Okay, amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show, and I hope that you're going to join me again next week from 5 till 7. I want to say hello to Margarita de España, amiga de José, que está aquí en Sheffield, Inglaterra, ok, amigas. Le voy a dejar con una canción muy antigua que se la voy a dedicar a todo el mundo para que bailen al final de este programa. Buenas noches. One more time, my request. Love one another and free Palestine.
Cuando yo era niño de ti me enamoré y desde este momento en ti yo solo pensé. Crecía pensando en este día que tú conmigo vendrías a vivir la vida mía. Pero después te fuiste a otro país vivir y yo no sabía ni a dónde escribir. Ahora juntos de nuevo no me dejes así con el corazón ardiendo. No me dejes, mami, yo quiero amor pa' mí, amor pa' mí. Todo lo que yo quiero es amor pa' mí. Amor pa' ti, mami, amor pa' ti. Todo lo que yo tengo es amor pa' ti. Amor pa' mí, amor pa' mí. Todo lo que yo quiero es amor pa' mí. Amor pa' ti, mami, amor pa' ti. Todo lo que yo tengo es amor pa' ti. Yo voy libre corazón, el sargento viene pregonando. Libre corazón, boom, te lo digo, mami. Libre corazón y todo el mundo tiene que ir. Libre corazón para acabar con el odio. Libre corazón pa' que tiren armas al fuego. Libre corazón, boom, te lo digo, mami. Libre corazón, el sargento viene pregonando. Libre corazón, yo ya sé lo que digo, te lo tienes bien sabido. En nombre a libertad el militar mata a su hermano. Si el nombre a libertad del militar mata a su hermano, el derecho de ser humano es de ser un gusano, que por más pájaro que él tendrá que ser comido. Yo ya voy, yo ya sé, yo ya quiero. Amor pa' mí, amor pa' mí. Todo lo que yo quiero es amor pa' mí. Amor pa' ti, mami, amor pa' ti. Todo lo que yo tengo es amor pa' ti. Amor pa' mí, amor pa' mí. Todo lo que yo quiero es amor pa' mí. Amor pa' ti, mami. Todo lo que yo tengo es amor pa' ti. No me gusta la guerra, no me gustan las armas. Escucha, compay, lucha por la paz. Amigo, no le tires al amigo en la espalda. Hermano, no le escupas al hermano en la cara. El uso de violencia llama la venganza. La sangre llama la sangre. Yo no soy militar, y a otro hombre yo no quiero nunca matar. Yo no soy policía, yo no soy militar, y a